Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of news to get into here today. We've got a lot of interesting comments from folks in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Some news on what a great business year the UFC had. And rarely do they flat out talk about their finances. But we did get some quotes today from CEO Lorenzo Fertitta, who was on CNN Money. They had a great year. We can talk about some of those notes, as well as notes from Kurt Angle, who is teasing that his days with TNA Impact Wrestling are coming to an end. Talking a lot about his final tour of the UK, potentially going to WWE, the WWE Hall of Fame. Talk about some of those quotes on the show here today. Also, fighters cut from UFC. One of them cut in a very interesting way. There have been a lot of guys who have been cut from promotions and had to find out about it on Twitter. We'll tell you how this guy found out about it here, coming up later on in the show. Fedor Emelianenko talking about his fight in Ryzen, which takes place tonight. You can watch it tomorrow morning on Spike TV, Breakfast with Fedor, 10 a.m. Spike Television. Make sure you check that out tomorrow. Mike Sempervivi, of course, is going to be joining us in the next segment. We will be taking a lot of phone calls, text messages, and more here today on the program. If you want to give us a call, the studio line, of course, 425-488-0525, toll free, 844-411-5411. If you'd like to send us a text message, the text message line, no phone calls, only texts to 425-780-7566. Don't forget, tomorrow and Friday, it will be the annual prediction show. So get ready to call in with your predictions tomorrow and Friday. We'll talk about that after the break as well. A lot of stuff coming up, everybody. We'll be back in a moment with more Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
We took our ultra-thin Trojan bear skin condom and turned it up. Introducing the new Trojan studded bear skin condom. Thin for closeness. Studded for stimulation. Turn it up with the new Trojan studded bear skin condom. Trojan, the pleasure of protection. And for those who live large, try new Magnum bear skin condoms.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Go to the phone lines here in just a moment, but I want to start off today. I have not seen the new edition of Breaking Ground, which is the second-to-last edition of the show. The finale airs next week. But Breaking Ground is all about the Performance Center and NXT and all of these wacky storylines. It's largely real, but clearly there are some storylines that are worked into the show, I guess to try to make it more exciting because it's a reality show. Point of this is, Triple H did a conference call a while ago, and he was asked about various guys being called up to the main roster. And he said, we don't want to call anybody up to the main roster unless we've got a six-month plan for that person. Now, on the surface, this is so ridiculous that they have a six-month plan for anybody. Do you think they have a six-month plan for Brock Lesnar? Do you think they have plans for Brock Lesnar leading through June of 2016? I think they may have a match planned for him for WrestleMania. But you really think they have 6 months mapped out for Brock Lesnar? Of course not. Do you think they have 6 months mapped out for John Cena, the biggest star on the roster? Of course not. So they bring up Tyler Breeze. And this is going to be a SmackDown spoiler. If you love SmackDown, if you're one of the SmackDown diehards and you cannot handle a spoiler for tomorrow's SmackDown, pull out your earbuds for about 5 minutes here, bud. On the SmackDown show this week, Tyler Breeze and Summer Rae come out and they say, we've got a big announcement to make. Are you aware of what the big announcement is, Mike?
I'm not. I'm waiting for this with bated breath.
The big announcement of Tyler Breeze and Summer Rae is that beginning in 2016, they're going to go their separate ways.
Whoa!
They're going to go their separate ways.
Wait, can you say it like Tyler Breeze?
No.
We're going to go our separate ways.
They brought this guy up. They put him with Summer Rae. They haven't done a thing with the guy. He had 3 matches that he won on television.
They gave him a couch by the announcer's booth.
Yeah. Man, great work with that whole couch gimmick. They went so far with this Tyler Breeze and Summer Rae storyline. They didn't do a thing. And I'm sure that creative is using the line, well, you know, we couldn't think of anything to do with you two together. Really? You couldn't think of anything to do with Tyler Breeze and Summer Rae together. And so it's reset time. They are breaking them up. And Tyler Breeze is going to go off on his own. They probably thought, man, we gave this guy Summer Rae, and he just couldn't get over. This guy, he couldn't win the breakout star of the year. He couldn't even get any votes. This was part of their six-month plan for Tyler Breeze. You brought him up, and you put him with Summer Rae, and you did nothing with him. And then for the new year, they're going to go their separate ways. That was your plan? Point of all of this is, I think this poor guy ended up being the guy that they decided, let's make a storyline with Tyler Breeze on Breaking Ground. He's a guy that was on the bubble so many times. But you know what? He finally made it up to the main roster. It's our success story for this season of Breaking Ground. He got called up to the main roster. That's the storyline they had for him. They didn't have anything else. They didn't have one idea for what to do with this guy when they brought him up to the main roster. It just blows my mind. They're breaking them up already. They didn't do anything. Like, what? They have a better plan now for Summer Rae after she breaks up with Tyler Breeze? They have a better plan for Tyler Breeze and Summer Rae was getting in the way? Incredible to me.
Well, look at everybody they've called up from NXT. I mean, you do have some success stories, but even every single last one of the success stories that have been brought up from NXT, all of them have an asterisk attached to them with something, whether that be Kevin Owens, whether that be Rusev. I mean, with Rusev with Cena last year was 5 stars, fantastic. And you know he's holding up to his end of the deal, but you see how he's booked, and you got to kind of notch it with some concern. Luke Harper, Bray Wyatt, The Shield. Then look at the other side of the ledger. Adam Rose, Eric Rowan when they tried to split him off, Tyler Breeze, Summer Rae in multiple people, Neville, Bo Dallas, The Ascension, Paige. Great example of Paige. You know, she's brought up after WrestleMania. She defeats AJ Lee. They don't know what to do with her. They've done damage. Not irreparable damage by any means, but still they did damage. Charlotte, Becky, Sasha, Fandango. Is there anybody else? I mean, look at who they've called up. And, you know, it's easy to say, and I don't, you know, if I'm him at the presser or during the conference call, I'm saying the same thing. And maybe there is an intention there of this is what we're going to do. This is where I see it. This is going to be great. But then there's no follow through or there's a change, which we've seen that a million times over the years with a million changes that take place. And oh, we're going to go this direction now. It's not like anybody that's been called up is you know, Hulk Hogan, The Rock, or Triple H. And not like they're going to be yet or anything like that. But still, you know, there's actually more, you know, misses and swings and misses on that side of the ledger when you take what he said into account than there are winners.
Let's go to the phones. You are on the air, studio line. What's happening?
Yeah, it's Ian from San Antonio. Let's talk about this Tyler Breeze thing that you were just talking about and everyone else.
Ian, can you do me a favor, my friend?
Yes, of course I could.
Could you please change the battery in your smoke alarm?
I will see, maybe.
You're blowing my ears out every time, but go ahead.
Let's see, maybe. I know another guy who probably said that to you too, Brian.
I never asked, but go ahead, Tyler. Or not Tyler, I'm sorry, Ian.
It's all right, yeah. I want to talk, because you're right, and I was listening to you guys talk about it, and sort of wanted to talk about this. Everyone except for a couple guys, like you said. Kevin Owens has been all right. I mean, he's not been looked the greatest. He got popcorn and soda thrown in his face, but I mean, he's still all right. You know, Bray Wyatt. But Bray Wyatt, that's me. I mean, he's had some good matches, good storylines. This guy loses about as much as Fandango loses. It's ridiculous. Bray Wyatt. I don't know. I don't understand. Like, they love, like, guys. They love gimmicks like Bray Wyatt. I understand how, like, he is not, like, way bigger than he is. Right? Can you imagine, like, Bray Wyatt and Lucha Underground? Like, what they would make out of there?
Think about him without the gimmick. I mean, and you know it's a good one, and you know that there can be a lot more to it in the fact that it hasn't been – he's been in some bad stuff, but it's not like it's still not over to a degree. It can get boring, the promos can get repetitive, all that stuff, but he's still at least over.
Can you imagine if it's like a huge, like, babyface? Like, Jim Ross talks about it all the time, like, you know, the stuff on lights in the arenas. I think he should be, like, I've heard people say this, but he should be the guy to take down, like, Triple H and the entire authority, because it just makes sense. That's, like, what his character is kind of based on, like, against the machine. You know, if he was to, like, turn babyface, I don't know how you'd do it, like, and it's not going to be right now, because they have Triple H with the brains and everything like that. And they probably want Rollins to do that with Triple H, but, I mean, I do think that it'd be, like, perfect for Bray Wyatt. Eventually, he's going to turn babyface, and when he does, if they do it right, he's going to be, like, one of the biggest guys on the entire roster. Because, like, it would work. You know, his character could work, though. I mean, that would do some tweaks.
Well, hold on a second. First off, I want to thank you very much for the call. Anytime someone says it would work, there's a lot of gimmicks I think could work. And guess what? They don't.
Well, you know, as far as that's true. Absolutely.
I mean, listen, let me say one more thing about Bray Wyatt. I like Bray Wyatt, and Bray Wyatt has great delivery on his promos, but I zone out every time the guy talks because it's mumbo jumbo. It's great delivery of mumbo jumbo. And I'm not the only one because everybody loves the entrance. Everybody loves to do the phones. The song is great. But he goes out there and he talks for extended periods of time, and people always begin to heckle. They begin to heckle. Sometimes they'll begin to chant boring. It's not a great... It's just...
Because
they've
heard it all before. And that's not him because of the delivery. Like you said, it's what he's being given and the fact that every feud with him, everything has had to been the exact same.
All right, stand by. We'll be back in just a moment. We can talk more about Bray and take your phone calls. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We've got a polite request here for Ian from this person who just sent a text message. Whenever Ian calls in, his smoke alarm beeping makes my dogs bark like crazy and I can't hear the show. Please change the batteries, Ian. That is from
God that this guy never listened to an never mind.
An Observer Radio? Yeah.
Yeah.
Studio line 425-488-0525, toll free 844-411-5411, and text messages to 425-780-7566. Give us a call. Kurt Angle doing an interview with Digital Spy. And they asked him about various things, including the end of his TNA contract. He says, "This is my final tour for TNA Wrestling," this being the UK tour. Is it my retirement match for TNA? Yes. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a year off after that and see what I want to do. It's cool because if I were going to retire anywhere, it's here. The crowd, the fans, every time we come here, we pack the house. We're having a bit of difficulty doing that in the United States. So to come here and be able to have my last few matches is phenomenal. It is a great way to go out. And of course, they asked him about the WWE and the WWE Hall of Fame. And essentially, he said he would love to go into the WWE Hall of Fame, but it was not the end of the world if he didn't. He would love to go back to WWE, but it would not be the end of the world if he did not go back as a wrestler either. He said they had a meeting about a year ago, but it got canceled. I think the perfect place for Kurt Angle, if they would be open to it, is one of the trainers down there at the Performance Center. I think he'd be awesome at that job.
Oh my God, absolutely. Absolutely he would. And just being able to use him in a non-wrestling capacity would be great. And him in the Hall of Fame, I think at some point is a no-brainer, even with everything that's happened between the two, or at least reportedly between the two. It's a complete no-brainer. As long as they know he's not wrestling or competing anywhere, for him to be around, I think really everybody would be all for. So, who knows? For WrestleMania this year, it wouldn't be the worst idea. And I guess he's saying he wants to take time off. I wonder what his loyalties are to TNA, though. And I don't know. Obviously, they don't have a whole lot of money. They do have at least some money, as we've kind of talked about. So I don't know if they have Kurt Angle-level money or anybody that can help them get Kurt Angle-level money. But I am interested to see what his loyalties would be, if it would be go back to WWE for something or stick with Dixie, who has really stuck by him over the last, God, what's it been now, 10 years or whatever it's been?
10 years. Let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air. What's up? Toll-free line, going once. Going twice. He's out of here. Toll-free line, if you want to call, everybody, is 844-411-5411. All of the numbers, as always, are on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Don't forget, speaking of calls, tomorrow, the annual prediction show. It's a two-day show this year. We will be taking calls starting at about 12:05 Pacific, 3:05 Eastern. You get one prediction for what you think is going to happen in 2016. We are going to stash them away in the vault, and next year we will open the predictions, and we will find out who is pro wrestling's Nostradamus. That man will receive, or woman, a great prize. And we will also be reading the predictions from last year, and we will see who is a prognosticator and who was a damn fool. And we will also give away a prize for the best prediction from last year. And obviously, there will be many people who will get their predictions right, and so the tiebreaker... Pardon me. The tiebreaker will be whoever went out on a limb the best. So a prediction such as Brian will take calls on most shows next year. Bad prediction. You will not win the grand prize. You got to go out on a limb.
Brian's going to take calls, and some, you know, mystery person is going to call in. Then maybe that'll be okay. Bruno Sammartino, who just happens to be, like, remember when George Steele called in?
Yes.
If you would have predicted George the Animal Steele would have been listening and randomly called in, that would have counted.
That would have counted. If you predict that Mike Sempervivi will yell at Ryan from Cumberland, guaranteed you will lose.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air now. What's up?
This is Pete in Camas, Washington.
Who is this?
Pete,
what's
Camas,
up?
Camas, Washington.
Camas, Washington.
Hey, not much, you guys. I'm right down the road from you, Brian.
Well, 3 hours, but yes.
All right. Well, I wanted to throw something out. You know, looking back on the year, one of my favorite interviews that was actually a rebroadcast, and it was from 2009. And you guys rebroadcast it right after Seth Rollins won the championship at WrestleMania. And what was really interesting about this and what really stood out was Brian, as you're interviewing him, at one point, kind of out of the blue, you said, "Are you still working at Noodles & Company?" And it felt kind of like that scene in Goodfellas where that guy tells Joe Pesci to go get his shine box. And I wondered if you could comment
Spider.
On that.
I don't even remember asking that question, nor do I remember why it even got brought up. What did he respond?
I think he was mildly embarrassed by it, but he reassured you that he was working in wrestling full time. But it was kind of funny. You said,
"Why did I ask that?"
God, you're a prick.
Noodles and Things or Noodles and Company, and it was just really funny. And I've listened to it 3 times.
There must have been an interview that he did where he talked about working at Noodle and Company, and so I had to do a follow up.
I hope to make a song out of it one day and win a prize.
Please,
can you somehow incorporate the Joe Pesci spider thing from the Tommy spider thing from Goodfellas 2, where you have Brian yelling out like, "Go get your effing ramen," or whatever it would be for the noodle company?
That we really have something to work with here, and if it does win, I'll credit you, Super VV, as well.
Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for calling in from Camas. I've been down there many times. There was a jiu-jitsu school down there that I used to go down to seminars at. Listen, unless I'm good friends with somebody, like Filthy or Lance or Buddy, I am not going to ask them a question designed to embarrass them on air. So there had to have been a reason.
Feeling sassy about your jiu-jitsu, aren't you?
There had to have been a reason I asked him that question. Maybe he joked about it in a promo or something. If anyone can remember a reference, Seth Rollins, Tyler Black, and Noodles & Company, let me know so I can piece this all together.
Well, maybe it's about how you say things, not necessarily even about what you said. It's how you said it.
Yeah, but why?
Inflection and tone.
I still don't know why I asked him that question. I'm sure it was a great question.
Oh, yeah?
This person here says, with the network launch in January and a 4-day tour in February, how does WWE see the German market in the future? Well, obviously, they want every market to be a successful market in the future. I know they're really, like everybody, they really want to make it big in China and India, because the idea is there's so many people there that if we can make inroads, we'll make billions. I don't know if it'll work that way, but they just signed, I believe, 2 new guys from India. They're looking for their own Mahabali Shira.
And the new great Kali.
It's too bad they didn't get the real Mahabali Shira.
There's always time. There's always time. Can you imagine him? He and Eva Marie as a team in NXT.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
But is Germany, because I really don't know this, and obviously China's got the people and India's a rabid market. But
let me say one thing before you go on. I just want to say I have been told that Mahabali Shira is a really great guy.
It's too late, Brian. It's too
No,
late.
No, I've heard that.
I'm sure there's lots of people that are involved in the business that are great people.
Mahabali Shira got thrown into the deep end with wrestling. I'm sure he recognizes that he's got a long way to go.
What about with dancing?
No, he's at the top of the chain.
Ah, that's outside of the UK and Ireland. Is Germany the number one market for WWE? What would be the next biggest European market? Because I know for like the NFL football, and maybe it's because of the military presence that's been over in Germany for years. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it seems to be a lot of Western, not a lot, but a significant number of American things tend to be as big. You know, if it's not the UK, Germany is the second biggest export for certain things sometimes. Is that the same way for WWE?
I will answer after the break, because I've got some things that I can tell you, but let's quickly go to this person on the studio line. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. This is Daniel from North Carolina.
Yes, Daniel.
I've been listening to the Brian and Vinny shows recently, recapping the NWA shows. And it's funny because I just thought about it just waiting online. NXT even does basically bring in a new guy and feed him, you know, a jobber to put him over, or like when the new tag team champions, they ran through a couple of small teams. Is the WWE afraid of putting even Roback got over that way. I mean, like Roback, you know, handicap match, then big match. Is, are the WWE afraid of putting...
Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come.
You know...
Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This paper pinch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill. Time is...
Thinking about vision correction? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Dr. Robert Lin and his staff have performed over 40,000 LASIK procedures. Here's what patient Matt Lindstedt wrote. I recently had LASIK surgery with Dr. Lin and his team. I now see 20/15 in both eyes. I couldn't be happier with the results. Because of my experience, my dad decided to have LASIK surgery with Dr. Lin too. I would recommend them to anyone. So visit IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com for more information.
IQ Laser.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. In appreciation for your donation, support, and telling others, we're going to provide everyone who donates with a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline Interview Library. This commemorative collection will change every month, and you'll have access to it with your supporting donation of any amount. So go to sportsbyline.com/funding and also tell your friends. You'll be helping preserve, grow, and digitize the Sports Byline Interview Library so that today's sports fans and those in the future will forever be able to enjoy this treasure. Thank you for your help and support.
Hey, America, it's me, Colonel Sanders. Now, can you guess what I'm thinking? Nope, that's not it. Nope, nope, not that. Nope, nope. Exactly. KFC's popcorn chicken is made with 100% white meat, not like those nuggets that come in funny shapes. And now you can get them in a KFC $5 fill-up, along with a side, a cookie, and a drink. Wow, you are very good at guessing things. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs includes popcorn chicken, side biscuit, cookie, medium drink, tax extra.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, I want to very quickly go to the toll-free line. Then I got a lot of things to talk about, some follow-ups. Toll-free, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Eric in Chicago.
Yes, Eric.
Hey, I don't got too much to say today. I just wanted to say, everybody out there, if you have a subscription to WrestlingObserver.com, go back up there and revisit some of these old prediction shows. They are great.
Well, thank you.
I was listening to a few, especially from the past couple of years. I know you say go on a limb, Brian, but these people are out of their minds.
That's the idea. You got to be out of your mind.
Daniel Bryan will hold the title all year. Cesaro's going to break their streak. I mean, these people were crazy, including myself, which predicted Big E will defeat Brock Lesnar with knees to the gut, the Aleister Overeem finish in SummerSlam. You may remember this.
Oh, yeah.
A few years back.
Hey, you went out on a limb.
If you can, go back up there, take a couple listens. They're really good.
Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. And, yes, the prediction show tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. We're going to be doing predictions for 2016 as well as reading the predictions from 2015. I can't wait. I hear they're sad, but I can't wait. All right, bunch of things. First off, I want to do a quick plug. AfterDarkRadioShow.com. After Dark Radio is our Sunday night show talking the weird and the paranormal. And on this past Sunday's show, we announced that Carl Stern is now going to be doing a weekly show up at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. It will be posted in about a half hour. But if you want to go check out the brand new website, you can go up to AfterDarkRadioShow.com right now. And Sunday's show, if you missed it or you've never heard it, is available up there as a free download. So make sure you head up there and check that out. AfterDarkRadioShow.com. Carl Stern's new show will be up there in about an hour or so. It's a brand new website. We got a lot of great things coming. Check that out. As far as squash matches, I want to say this. WWE moved away from the squash match format during the Monday Night Wars because they were going head-to-head with Nitro, and they thought if we put a squash match on television with a no-name, everybody is going to switch to Nitro. Well, here it is, 2015. There is no head-to-head. And furthermore, Raw is 3 hours long with a depleted roster. They've got to do 5 hours of first-run television a week with the roster they've got. It would be a huge benefit to do a couple of squash matches. Now, I've watched plenty of these NWA WCW shows from the mid-80s. No, I don't want an hour and a half or 2 hours of squash matches on Monday Night Raw. I watched a show a week ago that was the worst show maybe I've ever seen in my whole life. One terribly boring squash after another. It sucked! But you cannot tell me that the occasional, maybe two on a show, one in the first hour, one in the second hour, maybe one in the second hour, one in the third hour, maybe just one in each hour, where a WWE superstar comes out and beats the hell out of a fat, pale, goofy-looking jobber. Nobody's changing the channel. Have you ever, and we've got a lot of feedback about NXT, people write and call and text about NXT every day. Have you ever heard somebody say, I stopped watching NXT because I was sick of the superstars beating up jobbers? Never. Not one time. And that's a one-hour show. They only got 1 hour and they put squash matches on that show. Nobody is quitting Raw because Alberto Del Rio goes out there and absolutely destroys some jobber. So yes, I do think that squash matches should return.
Why do people like listening to Max Smashmaster on this show? Because he talks about walking around and slapping geeks. And would you want to see Max Smashmaster go out there and have a catch-as-catch-can-style the Dory Funk Jack Briscoe battle against somebody? Actually, I probably would want to see that. But in most cases, no. You want to see him out there beating up and smacking around geeks. And that's okay to have on your wrestling show.
Now, your question about the WWE audience and where they are from and where the top markets are in the UK, I don't have access to all of their stats, but I have access to all of my stats. I have a listing of where all of our traffic comes from around the world. And my guess would be that because it is a wrestling site and because the site is largely carried by WWE, these would almost certainly match up to what WWE's stats are. So, obviously, our number one market is the United States. 40% of our traffic comes from the United States. Number two is the United Kingdom. Wait a second here. I was wrong about the percentage. I was like, really? Only 40%? Regardless. Oh, I have it here. 63% come from the United States. 14% come from the UK. 9% come from Canada.
That's it?
Yep, and then it drops off from there. But as far as like the markets below Canada, Number four is Australia. We have a lot of Australians, obviously all coming from Lance Storm's school. And number five would be Ireland. Number six would, in fact, Mike, be Germany.
Okay, so I figured that Ireland would be up there and Canada and the UK naturally, but Australia and then Germany, really. What's after that?
Germany is number six, and it is the last one that is above 1% of our traffic.
So anybody we have in the Isle of Man will just be put into the 1%?
Well below 1%. So below 1% in seventh place is New Zealand. Number eight is India. 0.4% of our traffic. Clearly a market we need to target. Number nine is Japan. And number 10 is Sweden. So there you go. That is the top 10.
I know Carl's got a listener from Iceland, right? Icelander John. So we have at least one there.
Well, today alone we had 98 people coming from Sweden so far. So there you go. All right, let's go to the studio line. You are on the air.
Hi, it's Sammy from New Jersey.
Yes, Sammy.
Talk about a whole other country.
In the end of 2015, I'm thinking back to the wonderful year I've had listening to your site. I wanted to ask one question about something I've been thinking about with both you and Mike. And it's a very simple question. What do you, in 2016 coming up, consider? This sounds stupid, but what do you consider a definition of a baby face and a heel?
I consider it what it's always been. I don't know what they consider it.
Well,
a baby face
I guess that's my point. I think that's my point then, because you're saying you're considering it what it's always been, but what is truly a good guy now in the last 20 years of professional wrestling?
Was same thing.
Austin a good guy?
It's the same thing. Because a good guy is a good guy who always does the right thing, and a bad guy is a bad guy who is out for himself and always does something diabolical or cheats or whatever. Now, if the promotion itself thinks that a good guy and a bad guy is something different, they can do whatever they want, but the audience is not going to react to backward psychology the way the company wants. I'm not saying that WWE does that, but like, you can see it on television when you do a program with the women, for example, because the women, the worst offenders, and I'm not blaming the women, but it's always the women's division. You have no idea who's a babyface and a heel. And so whatever they think a babyface and a heel is, they trot them out on television, and on the script it says, Charlotte is the babyface and Sasha Banks is the heel. They can say whatever they want on the format. But the audience is going to choose who they feel is the good guy and the bad guy. If it doesn't match up with what the company is doing, they're just not going to care. The company cannot change the basic psychology of humanity for millennia.
I agree with what you're saying. And certainly the company has lost track of their face-heel dynamics in some ways. But the idea that you're a good guy and you do good things, or you're a bad guy and you do bad things, people get behind characters like the heel Rock and Boo the babyface Rock because people want to cheer those who, put it this way, human beings naturally are all heels. We all want to go to our boss, as for example, and punch him in the face. But when someone watches wrestling and does something like that in wrestling and does it with such, you know, entertainment and passion, we cheer them even if it's a dick move. When the babyfaces nowadays beat up people for no reason, we don't. But when it's like, oh, that guy deserved it, even if it's a heel move, we love that.
Well, that's the thing. That was what made Steve Austin and DX is the good guy sometimes doesn't necessarily have to do the right thing. They just have to have a reason, and usually the Robin Hood reason is the best reason for them to do something like that. And there's at least some way to explain it rather than just they do a prickish sort of thing and then it just gets dropped. That is where you have problems.
But the bigger issue, Sammy, is you're overthinking this. Like, there is a reason that people boo and cheer, and it all comes down to very basic psychology. Yes, if a guy always does the right thing, but he constantly loses, and there is a heel that is I mean, every now and then he does something bad, but largely he goes out there and he wins all his matches. Of course he's going to be cheered over the babyface. Because at the end of the day, these are wrestling fans. Exactly. They're here to watch a fake sport. And so at the end of the day, if a babyface, whether he's good or bad, or not good or bad, if he's a babyface, he's good. Whether he does the right thing or not, if he is portrayed as stupid and a loser, he's going to be booed. That's the whole thing. The psychology goes deeper than, is a guy nice or is a guy mean? There's so much psychology involved. Like me as a fan, when Stephanie slapped that geek on Raw on Monday, what the hell's his name? I already forgot. There's so many faceless geeks. But anyway, she slapped the guy at the end of the show.
Tom Phillips.
And like, as a viewer, I don't know what all the other viewers thought, but as a viewer, I didn't feel bad for Tom Phillips because his character is portrayed as a geek. He always shows up and he always asks stupid questions and he's always portrayed as a dork. And so she comes out and slaps the guy and it's like, I don't feel bad for that guy. Like, if there was a great announcer, Renee is a good example. Renee is really, really good at her job. And if Stephanie would have slapped Renee, I would have been like, man, I hope Stephanie gets her somehow. It would really make me angry. But they portray this guy as such a dork that the psychology gets messed up when she comes out and slaps the guy and we're supposed to feel pity for him. I don't feel any pity for that guy.
No, and a lot of times it's the wrong reaction because it's funny, because look at her beat up this geek, and you know, that's what it is more than anything else, more than you're supposed to, again, take what you're supposed to be taking out of, like, Stephanie and Roman, which people are taking. You know, you're not getting that out of Stephanie and Tom Phillips. It's just, look at that geek laying on the ground.
There is no grasp.
Sorry, Tom.
there's no grasp of psychology beyond the very basic in this company.
And
like,
let me say this.
They think that they can come out and just say, it's time for a Divas Revolution, and now, fans, let's take this seriously. Meanwhile, on SmackDown, it's the Christmas edition, and so they trot out the girls in their skimpy Santa outfits. Hello? Do you not see that by trotting out the women in their skimpy Santa outfits, all you're doing is showing the fans that no matter what you call it, it's still the Divas division that you shouldn't care about. Because it's all about the women in their skimpy outfits having goofy matches. Like, they can't even see that. They think all we have to do is tell you that it's a revolution and you're going to care. It doesn't work like that because fans are smart. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone. It's just just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here for the final segment of the show, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Do not forget that starting tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, will be our annual prediction show. Starting at 12:05 Pacific, 3:05 Eastern tomorrow and Friday, call and give us your prediction for 2016. And we will also be reading all of the predictions from 2015. And on Friday, we will decide who is the 2015 grand prize winner, who had the best prediction for 2015. That's coming up over the next couple of days. Tell your friends, get ready to call. You don't even have to be listening to the show at the time. Just be ready to call between 12:05 and about 12:40, 3:05 to 3:40 Eastern. I believe we're going to have some special guests over the next couple of days as well, in addition to all of the predictions. We actually had some guests booked before I decided we were going to do the prediction show during that time period. So get ready for that, everybody. That is coming up on Thursday and Friday, the annual prediction show. All of the information will be available on tomorrow's show as well, so tune in for that. We're here live every day, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sports Byline USA. Links up at sportsbyline.com or wrestlingobserver.com. It is free every day. It replays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, and for subscribers to WrestlingObserver.com, instant commercial-free replays available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. We got more great shows coming up today, 7,000 shows in the archives. If you're a fan, sign up. You'll get all of these great shows you can only hear as a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com. And that is it for today. I want to thank Mike, as always, all of the callers and listeners. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Prediction show, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.